In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Brothers and sisters, you all know very well that this feast that we're celebrating, the Dormition of the Most Holy Mother of God, is also called the Summer Pascha. It's a celebration of her death, burial, and resurrection, her ascent into heaven, where, as we sing of her, she is more honorable than the cherubim, more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. The Mother of God follows the way of her Son, Christ Himself. We see a pattern developing here. Patterns are very important for us to come to the understanding of anything. Scientists study patterns in the universe to help them gather knowledge about the order and the design of God's cosmos. As theologians, we study God's patterns in Old Testament times fulfilled in the New to see His providential care for us, where He's leading us. As a simple example for our children, maybe to understand a pattern, if you think of a song in your mind and you hum it with your mouth, it creates waveforms that go into the ears of your friends. They might be talented enough to write down some music, write down that song. Somebody might come along and play that with their instrument. Might be recorded, shared online, might go viral, might become famous. Patterns repeat themselves. And we see continuity, that same song that you thought of in your mind that is spread over everywhere. And we have a certain expectation that what starts in the beginning of a pattern completes at the end of the pattern. As we celebrate the Dormition of the Mother of God, we see a pattern here. Dormition, as we know in Greek, kemisis, is falling asleep. It's the falling asleep of the Mother of God. We bury people in what's called a cemetery. Hematerium, the place of those who are sleeping. And it's a pattern we're very familiar with, sleeping, right? Every night we go to sleep. But what do you expect to do in the morning? Wake up, right? God has established this pattern of sleep and waking up, sleep and waking up. And then He says, death is sleep. You will wake up. You will wake up. Patterns are extremely important for us. I'll share with you two more. Last night we had a meeting with the catechumens. We showed them the altar, what's on the altar table, the sacred vessels, and how all of these things that we have in the New Testament were given to us by pattern in the Old Testament, fulfilled in Christ, completed. Of course, that which was given in the Old Testament was patterned after the things on high, right? The things of heaven. This pattern of our liturgy is given to us by the mind of God. And we participate in that. We saw how on the altar table are put those images, those types that speak to us about the Mother of God, who is the Ark of the Covenant. She carried within her womb the Word of God, not written on stone tablets, but incarnate. The bread that fell from heaven in the Old Testament, the manna, was kept there in the Ark of the Covenant. Christ is the true bread, that if we eat of Him, we will never die. They put also the rod of Aaron that budded, that showed forth the true priesthood of Aaron. Christ is the great high priest, and the rod that buds is His cross. All of these things are kept in the altar, and they're kept there very sacred. These types, these images, are honored by God. And He not only honors on this day those types and prefigurements, but He also honors His most holy mother who fulfilled all of those images and types. Bringing her not into the altar that is a type of heaven, but bringing her to heaven on this day. A second illustration. When we think about the Mother of God, we say, well, she had the same flesh as her Son. She gave Him this flesh. And in becoming His mother, He honored her in a way that is beyond compare. And this is all true. He's the one who gave that commandment, the fifth in the Old Testament, that was to be kept generation after generation. He comes and He fulfills that perfectly. In His life, He's obedient to her. Even He works His first miracle at her request, her kind of pushing, if you remember. When He's on the cross, His thoughts, His heart, is for His mother, entrusting her to the care of St. John the Theologian. And when it comes time for her to pass from death to life, Christ himself comes, we see in the icon, receiving her soul. Christ himself also comes, resurrecting her body. And why is it important that we confess the fullness of Christ's example in the life of the Mother of God? Because without her being raised from death and ascending to heaven, we don't yet have a pattern. One person doing it is not a pattern. When Christ goes and ascends to heaven, he goes to prepare a place for us that where he is, we too might be. But we need to follow. The Mother of God is the first to follow, witnessing for us this pattern. Brothers and sisters, we must not be mistaken to think that we are not being incorporated into this plan that God has for us, this providential plan that's unfolding in these patterns. We go to sleep every night, we better expect to wake up, not just the next morning, but wake up from death. We come to the church and we become instruments, vessels, to be filled with God. We partake of the sacraments. We become those holy vessels that are treasured and not just honored here on earth, but will be honored in heaven. We become, by keeping the commandments of Christ, the Lord's family. He says, "Don't you know that my mother and my brothers and my sisters are those who hear the word of God and keep it?" We become brothers and sisters in Christ. We become those who are being made ready for our Passover, our Pascha, our translation from death to life, to receive the honor that God bestows upon us as instruments and as beloved family. Brothers and sisters, celebrate this feast, see the continuity, and look forward with expectation for the fulfillment in our own lives. Because God didn't set up this pattern for nothing. He set it up for each and every one of us to be incorporated into his eternal life, in the kingdom of heaven. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen.